This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz.
Welcome back to BirdieCast, Season 2 here, Episode 1. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Maya.
This week we're going to talk about the off-season.
Yeah, so off-season is basically the season for professional golfers runs generally from like February to October-ish. And then from October to February is our off-season. So yeah, there's a lot of ways that players fill that time. So we kind of wanted to talk about it. It's been a couple months of a lot of different adventures. So yeah, well, how do you fill your off season, Leslie?
Well, a lot of different ways. But I was wondering, how did you, like, after the last tournament, did you kind of like celebrate the end of season, or did you take a little vacation? Like, what did you do, Mark?
Yeah. So once the season ended, so I had Q Series, and then right after that, did a road trip. Which was in North Carolina. So then we drove to DC, and then I went to New York City, and then it was Thanksgiving, and then I went and did like a little West Coast road trip from Seattle to Portland to Bend to San Francisco. So
wow,
I took like a solid. There was some playing in there and definitely some practicing, but okay. All in all, it was a good month of. Not really focusing on golf, so
which was
a lot of
fun. But you did travel with your golf clubs.
I did, yeah. Well, actually, the West Coast, I did not bring my clubs, but up the East Coast, we did, yeah. So, yeah, what about you?
Let's see. Well, after the last Symetra Tour event, I had 6 weeks, and then I was going to play European Tour Q School. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really, like, it was kind of like I took 1 week of a break, sort of, mm-hmm. and then I started practicing again. So. Yeah. That was a little bizarre. So I would say like my actual off season started end of December after Q School. So I flew back to Belgium, where I'm from. So I spent a lot of time with my family there. Yeah, I did not play golf for like a solid 10 days.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I actually went to Miami with the Belgian national team with two junior players. So I got to kind of be a little... chaperone to them.
Yeah.
So that was nice guiding them through that junior tournament. So I also didn't play golf there, except right. The last day. Then I was like, all right, now I want to practice.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was kind of nice to not play golf for about 2 weeks, like not mm-hmm. really touch a club. I think that's healthy. What do you think?
Yeah, I do too. I struggle. I can't sit at home and not play golf because then I feel like there's not enough.
You get bored?
To do. Yeah. It's almost like I need something to do, so I go play golf and go practice. So I felt like traveling was a great way because then, one, I didn't pack my clubs, and then, two, you're out doing stuff and hanging out with friends and kind of exploring and doing other things and not even thinking about golf. So... for me, traveling was great, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that I even just kind of left home for a little bit and went out, and yeah, not that we're...
Do you feel like when you're at home, it's kind of like your training place?
Yeah.
Do you feel like
Yeah,
that?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have my routines that are set up around performing, and it's... So I... feel like I have to leave in order to get out of those routines.
Like when you're home, you have your morning routine.
Yeah.
Like go to the gym, come back, eat.
Yep.
Go train, all that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like based on that location.
Yeah.
And even the drives, a lot of almost.
Yeah, exactly.
I get that.
So it's, I don't want to mess with that routine because it's, I mean, it works really well and it kind of, it's not perfect, but it has... a lot of really good aspects to it, so I didn't really want to mess it up and then have to try and get back into it. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like once you're in season and you have off weeks like to train,
mm-hmm.
you keep that routine rather than like your off-season home routine.
Exactly.
Which is nothing.
Yeah. Right. No, exactly. Yeah. So it's, I felt like that was a good kind of way to really get away from golf was
yeah,
to
that's
leave.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way at home at all that you...
I enjoy... Well, first of all, like, where I live is 30 minutes away from the golf course I practice at, or golf courses. So, like, I kind of did that on purpose. So when I'm leaving the golf course, I don't really think about golf. So when I'm home, I'm actually home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I do understand what, like, how you feel about it. Like, I definitely feel that sometimes, but I don't mind staying home all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that helps, though, almost to... Because I know people that I'm just how you practice in the off season, because it is a couple months. Obviously, you had Q school, so you were training for that. But it's a couple months where the first tournament you play in, if you're not playing anything up till the official season starts, it's a long time to be practicing and
not playing competitive.
Yeah, right. And you can kind of lose focus. And I know some people, they can do that where they, in a day, they'll practice for 5 hours or however many hours and go play. And then once they leave the golf course, you know, that's it. And I feel like living 30 minutes away is really helpful because right now I live 10 minutes from the golf course. So it's kind of like, well, I could just go putt for 30 minutes. Like
right.
It wouldn't really take, it's yeah. not like a long drive. So, but I think that's affected how I practice too then, because I'll go to the golf course, practice for a few hours, come home for lunch, go to the golf course, practice, and then if I, either I'll go play or I'll like practice for a few hours, and if I have an errand to run, like I'll go run an errand and then I'll come back and practice. So I break it up into chunks because it is so close.
Yeah, that is nice. I've thought about that too, like even just for lunch, you know, like just going home for lunch is nice.
Yeah.
But I've kind of like have other places that I've found to like take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like that too then? You like break it into chunks?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise it's too long. I mean, yeah, you can't be like hitting balls for 7 hours.
No. I know. Yeah, but some people can just practice, like grind it out for a few hours and then they check out and they're done for the day. So,
I mean, I could do that, but I would prefer to put it in chunks. Then I just know like I practice better.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm the same way for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what do your off days look like? Or like when you go travel, I guess, like do you ever still think about golf or?
No, I try not to. And it's easy. I find that it's not hard to kind of check out. Especially if you don't have your golf clubs. And I mean, I did do all of my traveling with golfers. So golf talk came up, but it wasn't ever like, oh, I really want to go play right now.
Yeah.
Because we were enjoying doing other things. I mean, on the West Coast, we did a lot of sightseeing and exploring, and we went to like Bend, Oregon, and went snowshoeing. So it's like you find other little adventures to keep you active. I think I would definitely, if it was traveling, and not that you ever travel and sit there, but I don't think I could sit still and travel. I definitely need to be moving, but
yeah.
So what about you for like when you're home and you take off days, how does that look for you?
I sleep a lot. Yeah. I like to do that. I like to take slow mornings. Yeah, I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, just kind of wake up whenever, no alarm. It's awesome. The sun comes in, great, happy day. And then I eat an elaborate breakfast. Yeah, I like make eggs for myself, pancakes, the whole shebang.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great. And then I like to read a lot. Yeah. I like to read a lot. I don't know, go visit things. Hang out with a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, like visit people, see people, invite people over. Things you can't really do that often during season.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
I enjoy those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing about this off season, being in North Carolina, it's been raining like crazy amounts. So I live with another golfer and her husband, and we have been watching Game of Thrones. Yes. And Westworld. So that's how we fill our our evenings. Okay. And when it's really rainy and the golf course is closed, we'll...
just binge watch the entire day.
Yeah, we'll just watch it. It's great. So that's been kind of my other off-season hobbies. Watching TV, reading. Yeah. Working out. I feel like...
yeah, working out.
Off-season's a great, great time. For me... like, I did, like, a detox at the beginning of the off-season, and it's definitely a time to, like, reset my eating habits and reset kind of my working out. Yeah, tell us more about that.
What was this diet?
Oh, so it was... so for those of you that don't know me, I get, like, I get stomach aches a lot. And it... so I did, like, an elimination diet where you cut out all... basically all common allergens, so lactose, gluten, soy, peanuts... alcohol, coffee, chocolate. There was two more. So you basically end up eating like meat and veggies. And you can have nuts. I can have rice. But it made it so like a lot of label reading. I learned a lot about what I eat. And I feel so much better. I mean, it did make a huge impact on how I feel. And I think... it's the off season is such a great time to do that, because I can count on one hand the number of times that I ate out, because I was just cooking a lot. So I saved a lot of money, and you learn a lot about your eating habits. And it's a time where you can cook at home. You have a full kitchen, you have a fridge, like it's just a good time to kind of reset your body. Because then once you're on the road, it's a lot of, like we talked about in the past. With host housing, I mean, you're at the mercy of what they cook for you a lot of the times, which is great, and oftentimes it's really great, but you don't really have a choice sometimes in what's made. So I feel like off season is a great time to kind of reset your eating habits and make sure you're putting good food into it. And then, I mean, we work out together at Par for Success, and it's a great time to... you're not really concerned as much if you're super sore the next day, or, you know, it's a good time to get stronger and
push a little more.
Because then once the season starts and you're working out, it's a lot of just maintenance. So
yeah,
I feel like those are two big aspects for me of the off season that is hard to do in season. So
how about when? So you get your like off weeks or whatever, like no golf part. Mm-hmm. Like kind of like a no golf phase.
Yeah.
And then once you get back into practicing, how do you like go back full on, or do you kind of increase your load?
I came back pretty full on. I went south also to the warmth, so it was kind of easy to go full on and just played a lot of golf and practiced. And I think right after the season ended, I met with my coaches and we all talked about what I did really well and what I needed to work on. So we came up with a game plan for the off season, and then once I came back from my travels, and we just have been focusing on those things. So I think pretty full on, no easing back into it. What about you?
Cool. I kind of broke it up in different phases. I intended to do three phases, but it ended up being more two phases.
Okay.
So, like, the first phase, well, like, let's say, like, you got 8 weeks, so, like, 2 months. So, okay, like, first month, I practice a lot. I do a lot of drills. I, like, make technical changes, mm-hmm. right? So, I, like, take a lot of lessons from my coach.
Yeah.
Just really drilling it in.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, short game, like, practice. Like, I spent a lot of time on the range and the putting green and the chipping green. Not so much on the course. Like, that first month, I feel like if I want to go on the course, great, I'll go play. But I'm not going to, like, force myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second phase, then it's like, okay, like, I need to get playing a lot.
Yeah.
Right. So then I'm like, okay, like, I'll have a set amount of rounds I want to play that week.
Mm-hmm.
And then have, like, my set sessions I want for that week. For practicing. So that's kind of like two phases. Like, first phase is like practice a lot, play if I want. Second phase is okay, play more. Yeah, mm-hmm. like do a lot of playing.
That makes sense. So, how do you feel like that's prepared you for the season?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see if it works.
I'm excited. Yeah. So our first event on Symmetra Tour is in Port Charlotte, Florida this week. And it's a new event. We're very excited to be playing here. And but it's definitely, I don't know. For me, I played a mini tour event. It's called an NWGA. It's like a Suncoast, a mini tour event. So you basically just pay the entry fee and you get in. There's no status required or anything like that. And you can make usually your entry fee back. And if you play well, you can make a little bit of money. But it's a lot of I played a lot of them my first year on tour when I wasn't getting into events. And it's just good experience. And so I played one of those a few weeks ago to just kind of get back into the competitive mindset, because there's a lot of things, even just like on the first tee, you know, like hearing your name called and like those jitters of putting the tee in the ground and hitting the first tee shot, like the difference from the first round to the third round was very different. Like I felt way more comfortable the third round. And just kind of etiquette things like where you stand on the greens and things that happen in tournaments that sometimes you don't think about when you're practicing, especially if you're just playing with like members at a course. I felt like it was really helpful for me to play a tournament and go through my routines and have shots have consequences for shots and have to pay attention to things that I'm not used to paying attention to in the off season. So I'm really glad that I played like a warm-up event. So I don't know. You didn't.
No, I didn't because I played Q School in December, so I don't know.
So it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, I felt like it was okay.
Yeah.
And I've also never played in those NWGA events before.
Yeah.
Later, I don't know. No. I didn't really feel the need for it.
No, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, that's one way that people prepare for the season, and that's one of the ways that I did it. So I did it a few weeks ago and then had a few weeks to work on things. So it was kind of just like to check in with myself and see how it was coming along. So I'm glad that I did that, but definitely excited for the Symmetra Tour season to start. So
you get nervous on the first tee, Maya?
Occasionally. I did. I did that first round. I was like, oh, yeah, tournament golf. Got it. Focus. This shot matters. No breakfast ball.
Right, I paid an entry fee for this.
Yeah,
for this
right, exactly.
So, let's go.
Got some costs to cover. Let's play some golf. Yep.
Do you take like administration days? Like off season is also a good time to like get all your taxes in order.
Oh yeah.
Accounting.
Yes.
Maybe like booking stuff for the next season.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's obviously doing your taxes. I could never leave that to when the season starts because I wouldn't be able to balance the two. But so yeah, I do taxes in the off season. I think once the schedule comes out, that's kind of when you can start to plan what events you're playing in, how you're going to get from event to event, start booking flights because obviously the earlier you book them, generally the cheaper they are. So, I feel like there's definitely a lot of that in the off season, just getting ready so that when you're on the road, you don't have to do as much of it.
Yeah.
So you too.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of do a sporadic. I do it more in the evenings.
Yeah.
Or just when I have adult time and I think about it.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say I do that a lot in the evenings too. Once the sun goes down and you can't play golf.
Right.
It's a perfect time to get stuff done. So,
yeah
we've had that. We've had family administrative days in our little house.
All in the couch.
Where everybody has their laptop out and getting stuff done. So, and then we reward ourselves with an episode of TV.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It works out well. Yeah.
I like that.
No.
I've changed clubs as well.
Oh,
this off season.
Yeah, a lot of players do that in the off season. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I went for a fitting and then, got new clubs and, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not that different from my previous clubs, so it's okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I like them.
Mm-hmm. Off season is definitely a good time. I mean, you get them and you have time to adjust and figure out distances and make sure they're right for you. So, yeah, no, that's a great time to get new clubs. I got a new bag and new wedges.
Nice.
But they're the same. I mean, they're the same wedges, so it wasn't really a big change. But I mean, they're shiny and new. They got grooves on them, so
extra spin.
Extra spin, exactly. So,
yeah, I feel like off season is a great time for any like changes, whether that's like team changes, game changes, equipment changes, body changes. I don't know, like the way you eat, work out more, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree. I mean, you just have so much time to try something out, and then if it works or doesn't work, you still have time to change. That's one of the things that Leslie and I got this off season. Working with our trainer Chris Finn, we got these things called Whoop bands. And so basically, for those of you who don't know it, it's really cool. I would definitely recommend looking it up. It measures your heart rate, but more importantly, it measures your heart rate variability. So basically the time between your heartbeats. And the more variable, the more recovered you are. Because if your heartbeat is really steady and has no variability, it means that your nervous system is having to pay attention to other things in your body. So it's basically your resources are being spread out. Whereas if your body can just focus on beating your heart when it needs to, means your resources aren't spread out to other things. So it's a good indicator of whether you're recovered or if you're really stressed. It measures your recovery, which is influenced by things like stress, diet, sleep is a big one. So anyways, we got these bands about... what, two weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I think if I had to do one thing over again, I wish we could have gotten these bands like 2 months ago. Because I think it would have been really cool to do kind of a little study and see, like, for 1 week, if I meditate 20 minutes in the morning and night, does my recovery go up? Or if I eat certain things, does that reduce my recovery? Or, you know, sleeping in certain, using blue light glasses at night, if that would affect it. So there's things like that that I would have loved to have kind of been able to systematically explore.
Huh.
But,
yeah.
I mean, now I can still do it on tour, but it's harder to really regulate what is affecting my recovery.
Right, because we already have so many variabilities just traveling and all that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think that's...
could still be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, I think, off-season's a good time to try new things, change things, but also not do anything for a little bit.
And enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think...
just enjoy normal life.
Yeah, exactly. I think one thing is last off-season, I went down to Florida for the off-season and worked at the PGA Golf
Club.
Right. And then this year, I decided to just stay in North Carolina and play and practice. And so I know, like, a lot of players get jobs in the off-season.
Yeah, like some caddy jobs. Pro shop,
exactly. A lot of people in Florida moved to Florida for the off-season. So, yeah, I feel like for us, North Carolina, I think, is right on the border of where you can stay for the off season. I don't think you could go much further north and be able to play and practice, but here, it snowed once, or maybe twice actually, but I wasn't here. But it's been rainy, and there's some cold days, but all in all, it's a good, it's like good enough to get your work done.
Yeah. So I feel like if I would live in Florida, then I would feel bad about not practicing.
Yeah.
So when it's raining, or like just being in a place where it rains sometimes, I don't mind it.
No.
Because then you take off and it's like, well,
right.
It's okay.
It's a forced day off. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Because in Florida, you definitely, there's just not many bad days.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. And it's hard. I think going back to what you were saying, how off-season's a good time to kind of experience a more normal lifestyle. If you go to Florida, you're just so surrounded by golf.
Yes.
Like, everybody plays golf, which was really cool when I lived there, because it was so easy to meet people that played golf, and there were a ton of guys who, like, young guys who worked in pro shops up north and then came down south for the winters, because it was too cold up north. So it's, like, super easy to find people to play with, and pretty much everyone is always looking for somebody new to play with. So, but at the same time, golf is the conversation. Whereas staying in North Carolina, you have friends from, like, all different types of careers and lifestyles, and it's nice to not just be talking about golf. So I do enjoy that. But, yeah, I think I'm glad. I love the off season, but I'm very much ready to get started. How about you?
Yeah, I'm excited too. Yeah. I'm excited to get going again. Do some gentle ass whooping.
Yeah, love it. Not so gentle. Go out and win. Yeah, it's going to be good. I think this season's, the numbers are online, but this is some of the biggest purses and the most money up for grabs on tour, on the Symetra Tour, and I think in the history of the Symetra Tour, and great events, and our commissioner, Mike Nichols, did a great job of setting up a good schedule for us. I think it's... Yeah. It's really, really exciting. The tour is definitely growing, and it's fun to see. I mean, every year I feel like the cuts get lower and players get better. So, exciting. I love it.
Travel. Oh, yeah. I also qualify for European tour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'll be combining Symetra and Ladies European Tour events. So, I think I'm going to play about 6 LET events. Hopefully, but I'll mainly focus on Symetra, so Maya and I will be able to get together a lot to do this weekly episodes.
Yeah. No, exactly. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. That's so exciting. Have you decided which events you're playing?
The first one will be in Morocco, mid-April.
Okay, yep. Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Yay.
You want to talk about book club?
Yeah, so some things about season 2 on BirdieCast. So we're going to start a new thing. It's called book club. So we're going to pick a book and we'll be reading it. And, our friend August Kim, who, appeared on the notebook episode, in season 1, she's going to be joining us, for book club. So we'll pick a book and then, approximately 4 weeks later, we'll, get together and talk about it. So, we'll kind of give our listeners a heads up on what book we're reading, and so you guys can read it as well. And, we'll get together and talk about it, and I guess maybe leading up to book club, you guys can feel free to send us questions you have or discussion questions, anything you thought about the book, or even book ideas if you have a suggested book.
Yeah, suggestions for titles.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Absolutely. So, so our first book club will be episode 4, which is going to come out March 26th, and the book we're reading is Becoming by former First Lady Michelle Obama. And this book was, I think, Leslie, I think you recommended it.
Yeah, I think so. Cause I felt like a lot of people were reading it, and I think I saw a couple other players on tour, who were reading it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely been all over social media. So I haven't read it. I know several people that have, and
I started a little bit, and I like it so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
It's a good read.
Yeah. So not having to do with golf really, but kind of an influential book, maybe. I mean, an influential person and female figure. So, so we'll get together episode 4, March 26th. So feel free to send us questions or thoughts you have about the book. And, let's get season 2 underway.
Woo!
Here we go. Yeah. Thanks for listening to BirdieCast.